The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of January, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by, top of the hour news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Communities, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Sue is a little bit under the weather. It's going around, this flu.
Man.
This flu is going around, so Sue is under the weather today.
And well, it's cold flu, according to Dr. Strickland, who was had her show here last night, by the way. It was fabulous. Ben, were you at the helm last night?
Yes, I was.
Wasn't that a fabulous show?
It was a very good show.
Really good show.
It was neat to have Pat's daughter on.
Yeah, exactly. Behind the pink mic, talking about, you know, cancer awareness. And, of course, Dr. Strickland is a surgical oncologist here in Reading, and she does a show here on Tuesday night called Behind the Pink Mic. We change out the little, you know, mic cover, and she's, you know, she's spectacular. And anyway, so she had sent me something because I've been going through that, and I'm at the tail end of it. But she said there's a test now that you can take that is flu A, B, C, and COVID. It's all inclusive in a test. And I don't know if it's like a swab up the nose. I don't know what the test is. Maybe it's a swab up the nose, like the old ones, you know, like the COVID tests were. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
So let's talk about the weather. And good morning, everybody. So glad to be back on the helm. Did I get lost in what we were talking about?
Somewhere.
Okay.
In there.
Apologize about that. Day of the week.
Bobblehead Day.
Wait a minute. We had Bobblehead Day just like a month ago.
Well, it says National Bobblehead Day, It says National Tempura Day. So
Tempura.
Okay.
We can go with Tempura.
All right.
Tempura.
All right. Tempura. Mm-hmm. Never made it before, but enjoy it occasionally. It's got to be done right, though. It's got to be right. All right. Let's talk about the weather. 53 will be our highs today. We've got fog on the chance of rain, so about 40% chance of rain today, which will take over 100%. Rain likely, then frost tonight with our overnight lows of 33. Tomorrow calls for 50, and Thursday night, clear skies tomorrow. Thursday night, looks like we've got the moon up there, mostly clear, with then areas of frost once again with 35. Friday's calling for frost, and mostly sunny with 56. Friday night, 35. Saturday, looks like we just have got some sunshine here and then partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 60. So if you're looking to get back outside, this is the time. And so great for our grounds to recover before we have another rain. But anyway, that's the forecast here. Again, today, areas of fog, the chance of rain today with about 40% of that. With the 53 and overnight lows of 33, rain, then frost. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out in Anderson, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. It's a veteran-owned business, three generations strong. 365-3793, always with that 530. Number in front of it. Anyway, back at the helm here. Good to be here this morning on this Wednesday. And Carl, we have a special guest sitting with us.
We do. We got our registrar voters. Clint Curtis is with us today.
Good morning, Clint.
And before
Mr. Curtis.
Before we start, and we can hear from Clint too, but the outpourings of sympathy
yes,
and support and just really just a full scale endorsements of a man by the name of Doug LaMalfa passing so suddenly. And because he was feeling fine until that day, and it was a major thing that happened. It wasn't like a long term illness. This was a heart and
sudden
aneurysm based thing. They're doing the I'm not going to get ahead of myself,
right.
Because they're doing the autopsy now. Mm-hmm. But it was the amount of support coming out. And so when when I look at that and the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of remarks on Facebook, and it was just on Facebook about Doug LaMalfa, Newsom even put something out that, though we didn't agree, though we came in from different directions on political things. Oh, yeah. You think, Gavin? He still respected him. And as a person of the people.
Well, you can't.
And that's what he came across as. If you go to you may not find him at the Kennedy Center in a tux, even though he could be. But you find him at barbecues and outdoor events and fairs and Marine Corps ball and the Ray Rancheria Tribal, you know, Community Foundation. I mean, he was everywhere.
And it was everywhere.
I only saw one negative comment and all the things that people wrote. Now, I probably got different, you know, groups that you have on Facebook, but the one person, you know, I don't usually put comments in every, you know, somebody says something about somebody dying. But I did this time. And I said, you know, you didn't really need to do that right now, calling for death for everybody that's, you know, that's in Trump administration. Oh, that's not what I don't know. That's just the way you took it. No, that's what you said. Yeah, no, it's exactly what you said. And then I just wrote karma, you know.
All right. So let me just, share a little bit about, you know, the same thing. And Carl, maybe, you know, we have different perspectives. When Wally Herger was, the congressman at that time, when we first came to Reading, and, Wally had then, made Carl the Veteran of the Year after the first year or second year that Carl was here. So we went down to the Capitol, and then Doug was an assemblyman.
He was the state senator.
Yeah. I called him the congressman.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then Doug, we had already seen Doug was assemblyman, and we were at so many veterans events and Republican events and also Democrat events. We might not have seen him there, but we saw him. All over from the very, now we've been here, we've been on the air 16 years, and he used to call in every month forever and always give us a, you know, like what's happening in Washington, Doug. But we've been to his house for a fundraiser. He's been to our house a couple times. We just have seen him on so many events, but I will say that he was somebody who really was representative of the North State. And the last time I saw him, was a clip of where I've never seen him be so fiery, and he was talking about that he really could understand what was happening with the North State from a farmer's perspective, with a water perspective, with what was going on here with the lands and the tribes and all that, because he's been ingrained. He's fourth generation, and he is a rice farmer from that family, and so he was always present, and we knew that anytime we pick up the phone, we could call Congressman LaMalfa's office, whether he was in Washington or whether he was here, and his people would make something happen. Somebody would have a problem with a passport. Somebody would have a problem with getting something done, and it got stuck in a bureaucracy. He would, and his people and his regime under him would really help to move it or help, you know, focus on it or pay attention to it. And we saw that through the years, and so that's why I said in my comments on Facebook that he was a real servant. And that's what you're supposed to be, I think, when you are elected. It's not about the money. And then, you know, you are a servant.
And we have somebody that's a servant.
Yeah, so we had to go
right
there.
Now.
You know, we had to go there,
yeah.
Right?
That's our bridge into Clint Curtis being here, our ROV.
Little right. Segue, huh?
Yeah,
because you've been
trying to have Clint on, and, you know, and then things happen like New Year's and
three phones.
Oh, no, not that. But
that's
thank
scary.
You, and thank you for keeping your shirt on.
Yeah. Yep.
There's no safe to move, is there?
Yeah, no safe to move.
Hey, 3,000 pounds, I'll move.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
We're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back with our registrar
of
voters.
River versus Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? The event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For a moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. And our guest today is Clint Curtis, who's Registrar of Voters, who's looking at it strange.
Yeah.
Because we're in here bobbing our heads along with the producer to that song. And you've obviously never seen Night at the Roxbury.
I have not.
Well, okay.
It swept the Academy Awards, and you've never heard of it. No. Okay.
I'm not a big movie guy.
That's her. Well,
unless it's a documentary or a manual, I'm really never then.
All right.
Good morning.
Well, welcome
good morning,
to our
Clint.
Show this yeah. morning. I know we've been fooling around and we've been giving tribute. And so what I heard at the break, and for those people just tuning in, is that on Election Day, it was smooth.
Smooth as silk. No arguments, no fights. I'd gotten rid of all
threats.
The...
no threats.
I've gotten rid of all of the... just security because we didn't need it. I was going to take care of it, so we didn't spend $10,000 on security standing around. So it wasn't an armed camp. It was just everybody coming in and voting and people being nice to each other.
And you got the Secretary of State and the Attorney General sent people?
The Secretary of State sent two people and the Attorney General sent two people. I guess looking for something wrong to pick at.
Okay.
Nothing there.
Did not get one little demerit.
Nope.
Did they give you the votes?
We had a very small little argument. They wanted people to not be able to film the process.
Okay.
But it's live streamed. Let's think about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's live streamed and is recorded, so they could download it. So why are you trying to keep them from photographing it?
Mm.
So we had a little argument, but I won, and they got to photograph it. So
okay.
So you have the okay. Tell us the mechanics of it. Of the election, how you had it set up and everything.
Well, basically, we had an observer area where everybody could come in and just watch the whole process. And then
this was a large, by the way, I was in there. It was a large observer area. It was probably at least 20 seats in there, I would say.
About 30.
30. Okay. 30. That's at least 20 seats.
Right.
And you were right there and you could watch television screens.
You can watch the television screens or you can just look out.
Yeah. You could just.
And see everything that's going on. And there's screens of every process. There's screens of where the ballots are. Everything's under camera constantly.
And that was one of the big complaints from before. We can't see what's happening. You're keeping us away, on and on.
Well, it was terrible before. They actually were moving ballots all over the building, upstairs, up the elevator, no security at all.
Well, that's something else you showed me, that they were, and then they were put into a place with no security. I mean, the ballot boxes were,
they were not sealed.
There was nobody, they weren't sealed. Nobody was watching.
Just stuck them in a room. Yeah. And anybody with a little key pass that they give could get in that room. And half the time is left open. But I also looked at the logs. It gets worse. The logs actually tag who's getting into the building. But there were hundreds of missing names of who actually had access to that room. Just missing. I don't know if they got deleted, if they weren't set up right. Something's wrong. But hundreds of people went into that room at one time with absolutely no identity to them.
Okay, so here's my question for you, hearing this and not really being privy to this until right now. And maybe it was floating around me, but you know how it is when you focus in, hyper-focus. On whatever side of the aisle you're on, do you feel like you can understand now why perhaps people might have flipped out?
They should have. It was very bad. And then the actual elections you had were, they don't look like they were valid. Because generally, if you look at the election we had this time, it's going to be flat. There's going to be an early vote that pretty much will come in at how it's going to end up.
And we have a lot of, just, I think people know this, but the majority, vast majority of our voting is, people just mail it in early.
Right.
So you got that.
You get a good mix of that.
Okay.
So basically, an election is just a very thorough poll. That's what it is.
Right.
Polling.
Yeah.
So the first half, there's the first half of the mail-ins. There's the second half with the election day. And then there's the third half with the late mail-ins. And a lot of people were doing late mail-ins because they didn't know that if you put your ballot in that envelope and you stuck it in, even on election day, that is a late mail-in. That still has to go through the mail-in process. That does not get counted on election day. So we're going to work on educating people on how to actually do that.
It counts, though.
It still counts.
Yeah. You know what crosses my mind?
It counts later.
I don't know. It's been so long. But, teachers, if you're listening, I think, because what we've seen with Clint, Mr. Curtis here, who has taken Carl down there in person, is that it would be really great for teachers or for assemblies because this is our future, these are our future voters, to understand where it was without calling names or anything, what can happen, and that you're like the general that came in and cleaned up the whatever needed to be cleaned up or get it organized. And so that encourage the upcoming juniors and seniors of how the electoral locally and they can take tours and learn about it, because I don't know if that really goes on with, how your
civics.
Vote,
it's
how your
civics.
Vote and why you should, and your voice matters. You're going to be paying taxes every time you, if you get a job, you've got money coming out of it, and why is that?
Right.
I don't know if they're really teaching that, because we don't have kids right now that are in high school, but I'd be curious.
We've never had kids in high school. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you get game for that.
It was a long kind of circular question.
Because it's educational, what's right. happening here.
It is. But essentially what was going on is you had early vote not matching your other two sections, which means your early vote is off. So somehow your early vote's been manipulated, added to, something's wrong here, because you do not get a 20% drop-off in the others if that one is valid. It will always be flat. So whenever I did a lot of the election integrity stuff all around the country, the first thing we'd look for is, where is it odd? If the early vote's one and then there's a big spike afterwards, you then go and look at registration and see if something's going on funny or if there's an event, because elections are event driven. If someone does something really stupid right before an election, like a candidate, then they could lose 4 or 5% of the vote. They could, you know, get arrested for drunk driving or something stupid.
But even
that's only 4 or 5%. It's not a lot.
And that was one of the things that you've said, but President Trump said, I think in Pennsylvania, and went, it spiked after the first votes were counted.
Right.
It totally spiked. And you're, what you're saying, if I understand this right, you can look at thousands of elections and that doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. Always flat.
Yeah. I think he said it was in Pennsylvania. And,
yeah. And if it's not flat, you can actually look at where the problem is. If it spikes in the beginning, like it was here, it's probably being preloaded. Someone's sticking ballots in that shouldn't be there. If it spikes after that, if it spikes in the middle or at the end, that could be machine problems.
Oh, okay.
So like Santa Clara had, they still had the Dominion machines that basically the board fired here and they got all messed up and they weren't counting correctly. And they had a whistleblower that came forward and said, hey, look, it's not correct. And so they said they caught it and they said they fixed it and maybe they did. But the fact that your machines aren't counting correctly is a real problem because you're depending on those machines to count.
Well, I will tell you something your predecessor, Kathy Darlin Allen, said to us one time. Of course, she trusted the system here. But she said, you get into big cities. She said, I don't trust them at all. She said, how do you keep track of all these things, you know? Which I find interesting because it's the big cities that, you know, wag, you know, that's the big dog is the big city, especially when you get into governors and congressmen and senators and all that. So, but you feel, do you feel, what's the word I'm looking for?
Vindicated.
Vindicated? Little, you know, like, I mean, you wanted to do this
successful.
A certain,
yeah. That would be like,
and you were fighting AG and the sex date the whole time. but do you feel vindicated?
Well, I knew it was going to come out that way. We already knew how it was going to work.
So you can say yes.
I felt right. Yeah. But we knew we were going to be right. And the people that were just whining on the fringe, and the little fringe was going, oh, that'll never go. Secretary of State will stop it. All that kind of really stupid stuff just put your newspapers out there. They kind of went silent after we were done. It's like,
okay.
Well it all worked and
proof
it's all
is
good.
In the pudding.
Can all I online? Find my ballot? I mean, if I wanted to look through all the tapes, could I find my ballot?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
so you couldn't find your ballot. You could find your vote in a particular precinct because the ballots all look alike.
Okay.
But I could find my – I could go in through your records right now.
Right.
I don't know how long it would take. But I could go down and see.
Yeah. You don't even have to go down. Just go online and you can actually
– this is what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. You can actually see the process.
You've got an amazing I take back – remember, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, brainstorming with you. Well, hello. It's right here. I'm about the high schoolers. And the kids and so there's a whole page, volunteer, classroom visit by election officials, high school voter education. It's all right there.
Yes.
So it was moot for me to bring that up in your moment, but I thought, well, let's just brainstorm. Anyway, it's very, very, thorough here. Election resources, elections, all of it.
I love you.
What?
No, I just do.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, well.
She'll take it.
She'll take it. Okay, hey, Chris, Clint, we're going to be here. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, because I know you, 8 o'clock, right? We got you till 8
o'clock, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about what you're seeing here in, for the next election, and a little bit because now with Congressman LaMalfa passing so quickly, everybody, first of all, is in shock. But the next thing you're going to see is people running in to sign up to run for his spot. And then elections, you know, because we've got, you know, we've got, and talking about the June and November, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Absolutely. They've
voted
got
best in the North Seat 4 years in a row now.
Congratulations. And we have been, well, ever since we've been to Reading, they've been our jewelry store of choice. And, of course, you know, it's nice, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and there's always a deal to be made. If you have a state jewelry, you want to sell something, you want to buy something, you wanted to have it appraised, you know, if you've been working around the house like we have been or traveling and stuff and you're worried about your prongs or your watches, they do battery repair. The only real watch repair person in Reading that will take apart your watch, say it's an estate piece, say it's something that you love and you want to have it completely gone through, they will do that there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225
Hilltop Drive.
We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168. Or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your
yes,
talk
Colonel
Radio.
Bott.
Well, I've held it up because, you know, to let you know we're coming right
all
in.
Right,
and
Colonel
you were
Bott.
And what were you doing right before I did that?
Yapkin.
Yep, there you go. So, hey, our guest today is Clint Curtis, Registrar of Voters. We talked about the election. There was no hiccups or anything, and you had lots of observers to see how it worked, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and oh my gosh, it worked.
It works.
Okay. We got two elections coming up, and now with Congressman LaMalfa passing, so suddenly and unexpectedly, the June election could be who fills his spot.
The June election
for 6 months.
Probably the most important one because a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of those contests will be decided in the June election.
That's right.
Including the ROV position. So that one will be decided June 2nd. So if you get
50% plus one.
It doesn't matter. No.
It doesn't?
It just, you are selected by that election. You don't have to go through that 50% plus one. There's certain races that do and certain races that don't.
Oh, okay. So ROV is whoever gets the most votes.
Yeah, we're just whoever gets the most votes.
If you had five people running and you got 25% of the vote,
you're good.
You win.
You're good to go.
That's right. One out of every four people love you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Well, that's actually pretty good if you can get one out of four people to actually like you.
Okay, but that's for the ROV.
Yes.
But for, let's say, for LaMalfa's spot.
Right.
That will go to a runoff.
Yes, that would go to a runoff. They take the what California has is called the jungle primary. So basically it'll take the top two vote getters, whoever they are, they could be of the same party, and then push them in to the general. So the same thing with the governor's races, because you know there's like 1,000 people running for governor right now. If they don't coalesce around a single person, they probably will not make it even into the general.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if they all have 10% of the base, then they have 10% of the votes, and that's not going to do it. So people have to think ahead. And
yeah, okay, so say you have 10 people running, but it's still the top two.
Still the top
two.
Yeah. So if you have two Democrats running and 10 Republicans running, mathematically, the Republicans are at a great disadvantage because they have to get into that top two.
Right.
And so that doesn't really work.
And which explains why Schiff spent so much money putting Garvey. He spent $1 million out of his own political campaigns for his opponent to get him in the top two because he knew it'd be no problem. He didn't want to run against a Democrat.
Exactly.
Oh, and
makes it much easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. So anyway, that's going to happen. Now people have to, but people are going to run for that spot, and they've got to be registered. I mean, they've got to get all their paperwork in by what, February?
Yep, it's already come get it. Come and get it. Sign it up. Get it all in there. You'll get a candidate's handbook, which will tell you exactly how much you have to pay for the fee or how many signatures you have to get. We'll have both of those. It's all charted out in the handbook. So
I'd have to start a GoFundMe page to get the money to be able to run. You know, to register to run. What do you see? With LaMalfa passing like this, what do you see happening? I mean, you follow a lot of elections. So what do you see happening here? I know that several people, and especially with the redistricting, and that's still in court.
Right.
Now.
And I expect that to actually be overturned. I would be surprised if it wasn't.
Prop 50?
Yes. Because, well, the Supreme Court's already put out little statements in other cases that look like they're preparing to turn that one over because, you know, they've turned over other things about, you know, they did, but Texas only moved their border like a couple inches this way and a couple inches that way. California kind of went crazy and they have this rat tail going away to the top.
It looks like our cow. It does. You got the big square area of an Angus, and I've told people this, and then the tail goes down to Marin County. That's exactly what it looks like. I can barely look at her anymore.
Yep.
So, and but I talked to somebody that pretty knowledgeable on this.
Uh-huh.
And what she said is Hoffman has got, any way you look at it, there's 25% more Democrats registered than all entire North State
yeah.
has on this election. So, yeah. but the one in, on the second district where Malfa was, maybe a closer race.
Yes. Well, a Republican would win the particular district he's in now.
Yeah.
He was in now. But they won't win in the new drawn one. There's no
right.
way. It's
no
impossible.
Way.
Impossible.
Wow.
But I think the Supreme Court will take that into consideration. Say, you know, you can't go crazy with this. We're going to have to roll back to the old ones, and you guys can try again later.
The ones we had before.
Yeah, because there won't be enough time in between the set to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Secretary of State's really pushed it out hard so that all the maps are redrawn. They started before even a passed, right? Everything's fixed, so all the databases are up to date. So they're pushing really hard to make sure that they can make the claim that, well, it's already set this way now. It'd be hard to move it back. And that may be true in some areas, but it wouldn't be true in Reading because all we really had to do was change the number from 1 to 2.
Yeah.
That's it. Because it's exactly the same area because Reading is all tied together in Shasta County. It was all encompassed in that one. It's not splitting any sort of county.
Yeah, and the first district was a pretty, you know, tight district right there. It was
right.
kind of a square. And so they could push it back and just say, nope, you're all going to go back to your original ones.
Right. And I would be shocked if they didn't do that.
Wow. Okay, but they've got to do it quick.
It's the Supreme Court. They'll do it when they feel like it.
It's got to go through the Ninth Circuit. And so, but if it gets up to the Supreme Court in March or April.
Still enough time. 90 days out. So they'll be fine.
Okay.
So I think they'll hurry it. You know, they may try and drag it to the Ninth Circuit, but probably can't. They'll probably file for expedited hearings. So,
Think.
Even the judges that want to drag their feet can only drag their feet so far. There's legal process to push that along,
mm-hmm.
especially for elections, because, you know, they always get kind of preferential treatment. So they'll shove that at the top of the docket. So they'll run across that one, and then, you know, once it gets to Supreme Court's already looking like it in the Harvard case, Harvard versus, I can't remember who. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they kind of said, well, you're doing your districts way too big. You can't do that. You've got to bring them in. Now, that's not even a redistricting case. And they're already putting language out there to say, well, look at that, you know.
So. When you look at what they did in this gerrymandering, and, you know, and the funny thing is, in a sad way, a lot of people say, oh, no, I just think it's all political and it's wrong, but I'm going to vote for it because I hate Trump. That was the whole thing. That was their quotes. You know, I just, this whole thing was a Trump election in California.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah. And then others were saying, well, look what Texas is doing. And, you know, it's all this stuff. And, you know, my comment was, this is California. We don't have to do stuff like that. You've already got the vast majority of the congressmen.
Right.
And congresswomen. So, it's not enough. So, well, anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm hearing you, and there's no reason not to believe everything you just say. I've kind of resigned myself, though, that.
You have no representation.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, Hoffman, you know, we're a 700 square mile district. It takes 3 days to drive through. And we've got a representative in Marin County, so I'm sure he's going to be on the road all the time, going to Altura and Cedarville and,
right.
you know, Shingletown.
He'll never visit.
Yeah, he'll read about it. You know, the best thing we could hope for is he sends his minions out, people that work for him directly, go and say, find out what's going on.
Anyway. I doubt that. His base will be San Francisco, and that's where he'll be.
Yeah.
So,
and that's who he has to make happy.
So if that happens, it's our mission to get him up here to Reading and host him. give him something to want to come up here for with his wife and his family. A houseboat trip. We'll take them all around Reading, just like you did with that one guy.
That one reporter.
There was a reporter.
I didn't take him on a houseboat trip, but I did.
But
take
you
him.
Took him around and you showed him what Shasta County was about because he was writing from a negative perspective.
New York. He was writing from New York, and he
take a day
he
with
came
me.
Out and I said, "You got a couple hours." And he actually said yes, and we met, and I drove him all around town, showed him things, you know, talked about our educational system, talked about what Reading is, how it's one of the most giving communities, because this was during that time that everybody thought that we were in the middle. We were all knuckle draggers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, and his article was pretty fair. So, cool.
But anyway, then he probably just stopped reporting on you altogether, right?
Stopped reporting what?
Once he found out that you weren't a knuckle dragger, you probably were no longer a story he wanted to run.
Well, it was he talked about Reading, and I was mentioned. But he called me a libertarian, so yeah, I don't mind that.
You can be called worse.
I can.
I take libertarian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, our guest is Clint Curtis, Registrar of Voters. We're going to take a quick break. If you've got to go to the emergency room, but it's not a severe emergency, like you're bleeding, you can't breathe, you know, you're having chest pains and all that, then Shasta Regional has a new way of handling that, and it's called Fast Track. For non-life-threatening emergencies, if you get Fast Track, and you can reserve your emergency room treatment time. And again, this is not in for life-threatening stuff, but you're sick, you don't feel well, you got the flu, whatever, and the flu's really going around. Get on to ShastaRegional.com and click on the Fast Track button there, and you can set up a time. Now, they're going to come back and ask you questions via the internet there to make sure it's not life-threatening. And then you can set up a time, I want to go in at 3:15, and you can stay at home and be more comfortable and go in and be treated in the emergency room. It's called Fast Track. It's only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the almanac?
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Dina's Cabinets. The local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets.
The local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets.
The local pros who know.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here, What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Jeff is the man. He's the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff fixes it, and it stays fixed. He guarantees his work for the whole life of the windshield. Brings your machine in a climate-controlled area and puts a special mixture on there, and it works. He fixed an 8-inch crack in my old truck. 18 years later, you still couldn't see it. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're not sure, how about a free inspection and analysis? Just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Our guest today is Clint Curtis, Registrar of Voters. Okay, talked about the elections, what could be coming up, and it's yours now. I mean, are you going to do anything different or build on what you have?
Well, we're going to keep the process the same. That's what I was working on last time. But then there are some legacy things that I don't think work that well, with the polling places themselves. Some of the poll workers still thought there was this battle going on where they had to be rude to people. So obviously those people won't be coming back and we'll be getting new ones. And we'll also be bringing in a team at the end, which, you know, anyone who wants to sign up to help me, we'll be bringing in people right at the end, about the last 2 hours, to help close the polls up, pre-sort them, and bring them to me so I can process them quicker.
When you say to you, you mean, yeah, to the ROV.
To the ROV's office, yeah. Yes. So if we can get them in there, you know, we need about 100 of them. So it'll be nice and easy. You'll be able to help that thing done, and everything will be nice and quick now. We're unnecessarily slow.
Okay, so you get all the ones that come in early. Are those already run through the machines? Or no, or they're not? They're just held to that night?
No, they are run through the machines because we haven't been approved for the money to actually run them through on the night of.
Okay.
Now, there is a Watson case. I don't know if you follow Supreme Court or not. But there is a Watson case versus RNC that has now passed the 5th DCA. And it's headed to the Supreme Court. And what it is saying is that everything has to be counted and actually checked in on election day. Now, okay, if that holds, we will have to go to the process I want to go to anyway, where everything is coming in and counted on that day, and then there is no after, you know, 10-day gap or anything to actually fill things out. So that's the case that's presently before the Supreme Court.
Okay, so if they do that, it would take another bunch of machines in to do that.
You take the machines in, or they go to a hand count. They can do anything they want.
They can do the hand count. That's what you'd eventually like to go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, can't do that in California yet.
Nope.
But with us, what we're doing, we make it so people can do the hand count themselves, even though the machines is doing the normal count.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone can do the hand count and actually do the comparison, so they know that the machines are correct, which is why our machines actually balance perfectly at the end, because you don't want your machine to mess up if someone's watching you, right?
Yeah.
Because then you won't be selling machines. It's kind of like the Dominion machines down in Santa Clara. There's, you know, they're going to have problems selling that now.
What about scrubbing of the voter rolls, which I think is very, very important. It should be done, to, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it should be done at least twice a year,
yeah.
and again before elections.
Right. It should be done all the way through. Should just yeah. be done all the way through.
It's the
way
and it is. Yet you'll see where places haven't scrubbed the rolls
well,
in years, not necessarily here.
In California, we can't scrub any rolls. Everything is sent into the state. So
right.
basically, when we tell somebody is dead or somebody has done this, we send it in. It's more of a suggestion, and it's up to California to actually push that button and say, okay, they're gone.
Oh.
And they haven't done that, which is why the DOJ is actually suing the Secretary of State, L.A. County,
wow.
Kern County, Santa Luis County. There's like seven or eight counties that they're actually suing because they didn't do that, and they're not giving them the rolls. So what we're doing in Shasta County, just so, I mean, I can't actually scrub the rolls, but I can give the documentation of what should be done. So we're going to have the voter rolls brought down every week. We'll have a copy put in the office along with what we have told the state to take off of there.
Right.
If they don't do it, we'll know because the next week will still be there, and the next will be there. So if the DOJ wants to come in and look at this stuff, they can go, well, it took you 6 months to get this guy off the voter rolls.
Is it because they have to check to make sure you're correct? You're just not dropping people. The counties just aren't dropping mm-hmm. arbitrarily all the Republicans or Democrats or independents off the rolls.
Well, that is the theory.
That's the theory.
But we have people who have been dead 10 years that are still on our voter roll.
Well, and see, that's what I don't understand. And you get into college places or like here with Bethel, you have a lot of people come in for 3 years and boom, they're gone.
They're gone.
And yet people are still getting their mail.
Right.
You know, and when ballots come out, somebody told me the other day, you know, told me during that time process, he said, I got three ballots that came in. So we split them up. No.
Okay. Well, in California, you could do that. You just split them in and send them in, and it's very hard to catch them because beyond that, a lot of it is signature verification. But signature verification in California is terrible because it's already presumed to be correct. So you have to actually find a reason it's not correct rather than just accept it. And
who made that law presumed to be correct?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, is that people's handwriting changes. And I was surprised to hear the biggest change is between the ages of like 17 and 30.
Oh, really? There,
yeah. There was some, yeah. Said that was the biggest change. You might look, you know, check me on that.
Well, I don't put hearts over my eyes anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. We only got like 3 minutes left. You are running again.
I am running again. We actually have a fundraiser.
Oh, you're running for the first time, really?
Running for the first time. We have a fundraiser coming up in, let's see, Saturday, February 28th, if you want tickets and you want to help me out with this, then go to Jones Fort, talk to Patrick Jones, and he's got the tickets and he's got the information. He can set all that up for you.
Okay. You know, Clint, you know, watching the and trying to follow it as much as we can, you know, I really appreciated when the following, you know, he took me down there and showed it to me so I could talk about it at least with a little more information. We would like to on this primary, because this could be a big primary. Like you said, you know, we got supervisors positions and city council and right. all that is going to be running. Not even anything to say about for a Lim office seat and,
right.
and for governor and all of these. I'm sure that Swalwell will be happy to appear on our show. or as we call him, the China Connection.
Yes, there you
go. So, anyway, but we are going to get down there. We are going to do a remote, and we'll figure out which one. And it could be the June one. Could be the big one.
June,
we're going to set up that morning, and we're going to go from 7 to 9 as people are getting ready and people are walking in. We're going to talk to poll workers
yeah.
and people that are voting.
June 2nd.
Yeah.
That's pretty far out there. But I think we can do it if we put it on our calendar
yes.
now.
Unless you get real busy. It happens, right?
Well, unless I'm fish planning with the backcountry horsemen. But that's later in June, so I think I'm okay. Thanks a lot for coming in. And as things, you know, is you know, if people are usually doing a pretty good job if you don't hear anything about them.
Right.
And we haven't heard anything since the election.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of went silent once they saw it and go, what can we complain about?
Wasn't sure you were still living here. okay. But the big thing for everybody is register. If you haven't registered, register and vote. We got one of the greatest rights we have is that right to vote, and we just don't take advantage of it. What was the percentage this last election? Do you know off the top of your head?
It was like 68%.
Well, that's not too bad.
That's what is one of the best in the counties.
Absolutely.
All the counties around. I mean, they were
that's a bigger number than last time.
Right.
And
better.
But even then, 68.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be happy with 88.
Yes.
You know, I'd be happier.
Well, how many dead people have to vote to hit that number?
Well,
but you've got, how many registered voters do we have?
You have 112,000.
In the county.
In the county.
And we got 68%.
Got 68%. So you got a 65,000, 70,000 vote. So.
Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for being with us, and this won't be the last time.
Thank you, sir.
Clint Curtis, Registrar of Voters.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. It has been a very busy day indeed for American forces on the high seas. The U.S. now says it has seized two sanctioned oil tankers with links to Venezuela. The seizures came in back-to-back actions in the North Atlantic and the Caribbean. President Trump says the U.S. will be getting a big shipment of Venezuelan crude, 30 million to 50 million barrels. Mr. Trump says will benefit the people of Venezuela and the United States. Denmark and Greenland want to meet with Secretary of State Rubio as President Trump continues talking about taking control of strategically important Greenland.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president and his team are discussing a range of options and that utilizing the U.S. military is always an option. In a statement, she said Donald Trump has made it well known that acquiring Greenland is a national security priority of the United States. Overseas, European leaders have announced their opposition to any U.S. takeover, saying Greenland belongs to its people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Payroll processor ADP says America's employers added 41,000 jobs last month. Vice President Vance says President Trump's trade deals will boost the U.S. economy as more money from abroad flows in.
You've got trillions and trillions of dollars of investment that are coming into the United States, building factories, reinvesting in the American worker, and when that, the American people, I think, really see the fruits of all those new factories coming online, they're going to realize that we were sold a lie in this country for 40 years, and the lie was that America needed to rely on other people to make our stuff.
The Vice President during an appearance on the Salem Radio Network's Scott Jennings Show. On Wall Street, a mixed picture at the moment. The Dow is down 170 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 60 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Iranian state media reports the execution of a man convicted of spying for Israel.
The official IRNA news agency has identified the executed man as Ali Ardestani, saying he relayed sensitive information to Mossad officers in return for financial rewards in the form of cryptocurrencies. The agency adds the man confessed to the spying charges and that he'd hoped to receive a $1 million reward as well as a British visa. It called Ardestani a special operative of Israel and said he gave images and footage of special places to Mossad agents. Human rights organizations and Western governments have condemned Iran's increasing use of capital punishment, particularly for political and espionage-related offenses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A council that's fighting Yemen's Houthi rebels has expelled the leader of a separatist movement and charged him with treason. News and analysis, townhall.com. For 14 NFL teams, the road to Santa Clara, California begins this weekend.
This year's NFL playoffs could represent a shift to a new generation of winning players. The top two seeds in both the AFC and NFC are led by young or unheralded quarterbacks, including Denver's Bo Nix, New England's Drake May, Seattle's Sam Darnold, and Chicago's Caleb Williams. All while perennial MVP candidates like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are sitting at home. Veteran QBs like Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Hurts, and Matthew Stafford are back in the postseason, vying for a spot in Super Bowl 60 on February 8th. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Nick Reiner goes to court today for arraignment. The 32-year-old who entered a plea to two charges of first-degree murder in the especially brutal killing of his father, actor-director Rob Reiner, and his mother, photographer and producer Michelle Singer Reiner. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the 7th of January. 2026. I wrote my first check yesterday.
Oh, I did too, but I put 25. Surprise, and then I just cross it
surprise,
out.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Surprise! I did it. Yeah. Well, actually, I think it was a medical thing, and it said, you know, give your weight, give your height.
And you
and
wrote,
it was all questionable.
And you wrote 2025
it was all
on
questionable.
It?
You know, like I was all like, what are my numbers? Anyway, here we are, 26.
The news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here, putting up with all this.
And, hey, Ben.
And it's National Bobblehead and Tempura Day.
Yep, Tempura
I
Day.
I mean, you got to have a couple Ooh. More. Come on.
No, that was it. That was
oh,
it.
Please.
You know,
boring.
Well, okay, I'm going to give it to all the producers that maybe we should have this day in history and
yes,
pick out two or three
like
you know, things that happen because it can be
no,
interesting.
Absolutely.
Because you can make up anything for a national day. It's national, you know, it's great when it's like National Hot Dog Day, National Hamburger Day, National Taco Day. You know, love all those. Mm-hmm. But when you get in, they're reaching though.
No, they are.
Bobblehead Day. Hey, 8:06 in the morning. Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning. And I wanted to, say thank you very much because if you look outside, it's not raining. We have areas of fog, then chance of rain with about 40%. And winds are calm today with about 6 miles at the very most. Rain likely, then frost tonight. So if you are, you know, just remember 33 tonight. Tomorrow calls for frosty, then sunny with a high of 50. So we're going to be in that beautiful sun coming out. Mostly clear skies and areas of frost on Thursday night. That's tomorrow night at 35. Friday calls for, look at that, beautiful frost and mostly sunny with a high of 56. And then on Saturday, clear, kind of cloudy skies, but again, they're open and that's 55 and as well as on a Sunday. So it looks like we don't have any, rain in the forecast, but just maybe a little bit of chance of rain today. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, operated by three generations of family, the Kinneys, a veteran-owned business where, they always strive to give you excellent 365-3793, strive to give you senior and veteran discounts. What?
They always give you.
Yes. They strive to give you the best discounts that they can give you, whoever you are. They,
well,
just
they
are
do
always
that,
gonna work with
but
you.
They always give.
You know when you're working next to somebody and you live with them and you sleep with them
okay,
and they make
you,
eyes
you
and
do
they
not,
roll their
you,
eyes and
you
just
do
like,
not
what?
Want to get into an argument with me because on this one, because of one of every million arguments, it just by odds, I'm going to be right. Just by odds, you
Shasta
once
Gas
every
propane.
Million times.
Okay, you know we're not bickering. It's just
we're married.
I
We're married.
Yeah.
We work together.
If I had to share the
Meanwhile, Cleveland's falling on the floor over here. Like, he never does any, you know, he never has a problem with, you know, at home like this. Do you?
Hey, you
Say it. You are, everything you say is golden.
Oh, yes.
You're not getting me in trouble, y'all.
Oh, no.
Because she's listening, right?
Yes, exactly. Right now.
And listen, you're doing, let's click, that's how we are. We love hard and all that stuff. So, and I know you do too. And so here, you are creating something finally. I mean, it's been in the ethers, but let's just talk about, you know, like what it was to go. You had to go through a lot in these last 2 or 3 years. You went through the fire. I mean, anyway, that's there.
Our guest is Cleveland Bonac.
Oh, yeah.
And a hell of a musician.
Thank you.
Producer, so many things you do in the music community here, not just for people that come in and pay, but for all just the music community itself is to raise the level of the people. There's so many. We have so many talented people in Reading. I'm totally blown away by this all the time. You know, we've got like what 4 local theaters going.
Yeah,
we've got all these kids and all these musicals and the bands and all of these jazz bands and all this. And you've played an integral part in that. And people need to know that
in the artistry of this community.
Oh, it's important. I mean, that's like one of the most important things, you know, to do is to make sure that especially the young are involved. They are getting, interested in this and it's okay to be interested in the arts instead of, you know, some of the other things are on social media.
I agree.
Kind of silliness that's on social media. They can actually get into artistry and it'd be okay and it'd be, you know, I don't know if they even use this word anymore, but cool.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so it's a good thing and I'm glad to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
to promote inspirational.
We sometimes forget, you know, we have kids, you know, that are football, baseball, track, basketball, volleyball, and all this is a way of expressing themselves. A lot of them go to school because of that. That allows them to, I mean, they'll go to school so they can do something they love.
Right.
Well, music is the same thing.
Yes.
Or theater, acting, is this gives them that outlet, the way to show how they are creative and how they can excel.
Absolutely.
And you may only be 5'4". But you got big hands, and so you can. I mean, you can play that piano.
Right.
Yeah. So, I think it's so important is that it's a well-rounded curriculum in our schools that allows our kids, our children,
absolutely,
to be able to express themselves in those in positive manners.
No, absolutely, it's extremely important.
So let's segue. Not only are you a teacher, but you are finally launching. And I mean, this takes a long time because you can think about it, plant the seeds, but on Saturday night, you are launching share with our listeners.
So we are launching it's a launch party basically, and it's going to involve most of the orchestra, the North State Jazz Orchestra members in like smaller ensembles, you know, little groups here, little groups there, and some of our premier singers that are actually going to be singing with us, like you and Joe Catania. He'll be there as well. We were hoping to have Nala there, who also will be performing on the 22nd of February, but I think she's in the midst of maternity leave, so she's doing her
maybe right. hard yeah. to hit those high
yeah notes. I'm thinking well, that's gonna be yeah. a little bit harder
yeah.
to do
that's right.
but the representation of the orchestra will be there for that launch party, and the concept is to raise the money, the funds to fund the musicians to be able to be paid, and also, cause I'm a huge proponent of paying musicians.
I agree.
And not only just for the concert, but also for the rehearsals and things of that nature is for that. And also to start the conversation about this orchestra as well.
Great.
So we can start to garner the interest, you know, in the ensemble. So,
okay. So this is going to be this Saturday, the launch here?
This Saturday here at the IOF hall.
Okay. That's the one, you know, International Odd Fellows.
Right downtown. Mm-hmm.
Right across from the, right across from the
Public Market. Yes. Are we downstairs?
Upstairs.
Okay.
Upstairs. All absolutely.
Okay. Lots of room up there.
All right. Yeah. And so what time does it begin? You're asking for donations. Is there a price to get in, et cetera?
Yes. There is a price to get in. The price is $33. It's kind of an odd number.
I know.
It's a thing. And
but I think that might be check.
Yeah.
Or 35, just round it out.
I know. I would have, but
okay.
Round it up to 100.
But no, it starts at 6 o'clock and it will go until 9.
All right.
We have, string ensembles, doing their thing. We have a couple of trios, a couple of sextets, quintets, quartets, all kinds of things.
All obviously. Numbers there.
Yeah, all numbers, exactly. Some, guest appearances, and it should be an exciting night.
And so thank you for coming on at the last minute. You came in because we're like, we really want to get this out to people because there's a whole publicity around getting this, launched so that in February when you are in front of the actual full, so that everybody knows what's going on here. And it's a beautiful vision. Mm-hmm. It takes time. So we're here doing the best that we can on our radio program to let everybody know. And then I'll be sending this out on my Facebook as well. Is it please come Saturday night?
No, I appreciate that.
This is what time it starts at the IOF. People can have dinner. Are there's drinks and maybe some hors d'oeuvres
There will be some desserts. There'll be coffee. And, I think there should be drinks. I believe they're like wine, I believe.
Right.
We're still kind of in negotiations with that. But for the most part, yeah. But the main thing is really more so the exposure of the orchestra. Mm-hmm. This has been a lifelong... Oh my gosh. And we've talked about this before, I think.
Yeah, it's maybe five years.
Yeah, exactly. I have been talking about this and even beyond that actually.
Yes.
And finally is coming to fruition.
I like it.
And I'm extremely excited and, I think that's going to be great. So.
You dug your heels in. It's happening.
I think, you know, with this is, you know, the launch of it and then the February event that we ought to be planning at some point. As this gains momentum, is to having a 3-day jazz concert in town.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, it could be, you know, I mean, it could be in different venues.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people that can walk from venue to venue as stuff is going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's some of the Cascade, some of it's the Odd Fellows, maybe another place, you know, but all of them hold people.
Oh, absolutely.
That you can make it, you know, last for a
what's
couple
beautiful
days.
About this particular
and bring in because a lot of people travel to come down and listen to jazz.
I agree.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about some of the musicians that are going to be there Saturday night, and then that's this Saturday night, by the way, folks.
Yes.
And then let's talk about the vision for February and some of your fabulous arrangements that you've done as a composer to launch.
Absolutely.
Okay, Cleveland Bonnet.
Thank you.
Is our guest, and we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Come on, baby, go with me to the jazz.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Did you hear what he's just playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, baby, to the jazz fest.
This portion of the show brought to you by Max Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's business, when I say under one roof, one division is insurance, one is financial management. And Judy's been doing this since 1993, so this isn't her first rodeo. She's gone through all these different turbulent times, you could say. But if you're looking at this new year for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, what about your insurance? Give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. Free review and evaluation of the plans you have. And if everything's going good, they're going to tell you, and maybe it needs to be tweaked a little bit, and they're going to help you there too. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We do business with Judy. We're real happy. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And now we're here with somebody we're real happy with, Cleveland Bonnet, who is a musician of the highest caliber putting on a jazz event Saturday night, and I'm going to shut up right now.
No. I just want to share with people that are listening, and, you know, Carl, we've been together for 18 years, 19 years, so you've known me as I've done music in Reading, but you know, I have had the great opportunity to work with some wonderful people that are like world renowned.
No.
And so when you find people in where you decide to make your home, and they have, you resonate with them, Cleveland, you're one of those people who, when we perform, you know, it's a language. People don't understand it really. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's technical.
Yes, it is.
But it's a language with jazz.
Absolutely.
And we could be running late, whatever's happening in our life, that, you know, drama, because it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
But when this is what's beautiful about jazz, And I've always said the magic happens between the notes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
absolutely.
You don't know what's coming next.
Nope.
But when you connect and you communicate in a like an energy form, then it goes into this beautiful place where everything is forgotten. It is like the closest thing to God's breath.
I would say that jazz is probably the only genre where it is the most freedom of expression, where you don't have to think as much about it. You know, if it's a classical piece, you have to make sure you're reading it correctly and that the expressions are there. With jazz or even with regular pop or
theater,
you can't really, I mean, you're still stuck in a box.
Jazz literally
gets you out of that box.
Right. I mean, you have to come back to the intro and the exit.
Yeah, but
exit sometimes, you know, when we're doing the outro, it's like, okay, what, three times out, four times out, what did you do? And this is the beautiful part of the chords and the notes that you pull again out of the ethers. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's like, your signature that makes almost like you have a DNA. You've got your print. Mm-hmm. You've got your thumbprint that nobody else has.
It started very, very young. I was about 3 or 4 years old, and the only time that I could actually sit down, I think I was probably borderline ADHD, and so they didn't have a word for it back then. But the way for me to be able to just to sit down was to have these big 70s, you know, earphones on in the shag, you know, couch, and sitting down silent and listening to music. And my music was basically a combination of pop, jazz, a lot of jazz, and gospel. Mm. And so I had a lot of different, you know, different influences on that, but jazz is the genre that stuck with me. And even as I continued to, like, even in my piano lessons when I started at 9, the teacher would have me do the little songs, and I would add extra little things, and they're like, that's not in the in the book.
Right.
And they would stop me, and they said, no, that's not correct. I was already starting my journey into jazz, because that's exactly what it's about. It's about, like I said, jazz is the only genre, honestly, where you have complete, it is almost, I tell my students that it's almost understood that if I have a chart in front of me, that I am to change it as much as possible, and it's expected of you to do so.
Right.
If you see a chord chart there, you're adding things here and there. It's almost expected of you to do so.
Right.
Because if you don't, it sounds a little bit too cookie cutter.
Yeah,
you know?
you're painting the picture.
I've not heard that discussion you two are on the same page.
No, I mean, because this is really important, I think, for people. And it was, what is it about jazz that I love? I mean, there's the kind of busy jazz, which is not my thing, because that it's almost looking like
abstract.
If you like Pollock, that's what busy jazz is.
Yeah.
But I can't even equate to, you know, what visual you see in your mind when you have like a combination of notes or somebody's expression that just kind of relaxes you and puts you in a place of like walking through a gallery.
Yeah.
And you're loving the way it's making you feel.
So
you're doing color, you're coloring your chords with your interpretation.
Absolutely.
And that's what jazz is. And this is what we love about the collection of musicians that have, what do you want to say? They flock together because how do you explain it? You can't explain it. Why you like to play with somebody? Why when you do a gig, you really want those players with you?
Absolutely.
Because it may be, let's just do Christmas songs, but they're Christmas
songs right.
in a different way.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Anyway, so let's talk about the musicians. We don't have very much. We got just, okay, because I think it was really important to talk about what jazz means to the players and the people that listen that love it.
Okay, so
Saturday night.
Big event, Saturday night.
Yes.
It's going to start at
$33 at the door.
$33 at the door. You can also get the your tickets early at Eventbrite. And the reason for that is because there are a limited amount of tickets because we only have 150 that we can actually sell.
And what's it called?
It's called the
Yeah, when
the
they event, go to Eventbrite, what are they looking
it's
for?
It's called Swinging Into 26.
Swinging into 26. Okay, so okay, how many tickets are you selling?
Right now we're selling up to 150. Okay. We actually are there actually while we were on break there was about two or three that that actually hit my
okay.
phone.
Okay.
So they're starting to okay. back up and so the tickets
Good.
Are limited.
You know, well we do know that Reading's last minute, so
mm-hmm.
musicians quickly, we've got 2 minutes.
Yes.
Ish.
So
Joe Catania.
Joe Catania was definitely one of them. We also have the members of the Usual Suspects. So that's Dave Short. You have Jeff Irvin. You have Greg Takamoto. We
Ooh,
have
good.
Paul Sen.
Yes.
Bruce Kalin, of
yes.
course. You have to have
oh,
Bruce
God,
Kalin.
Oh, God, Bruce Kalin.
Our
staple.
Yeah, our staple. The drummer for the North State Jazz Orchestra, Jesse Jamian. He will be there for the entire night as well. There are the string principals will also be there, so they're going to do a couple of ensemble pieces for
did
themselves.
They do when we were at doing the event that we did that was called Encore. Was that the and you played the. Was that them?
No,
oh.
it's not. that would be nice. But
okay.
The string. So we have we do have a string section in
okay.
the extra
okay.
orchestra.
Okay.
About 16 people, and they're all the North State Symphony
okay.
string. So
okay. all right,
Cleveland
yeah.
Bonet.
Thank you so much.
Guys. Big event Saturday night. We'll talk about it after that. Is there like a Facebook page or a website?
There is. So you look up North State Jazz Orchestra on Facebook or on Instagram. You'll find us there.
Okay. Good.
And we also have a website as well. NorthStateJazzOrchestra.com.
Great, Cleveland. Thanks
yes,
for coming in.
This
Absolutely.
Saturday, I want you to, I'm going to sing a couple songs.
Absolutely.
Come on in. Please. We'd
and
love
we'll
to see you.
And we'll be right back with Chris Street.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Oh, we've seen the rain. We've seen the rain up close and personal. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. KCNR.
Yeah, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and thank always you. Streaming worldwide.
You know, it's
at KCNR1460.com.
That's right. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop, the one I found when I moved here in 07, and never left, is Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends. Founded in 1960. Been in the same location since 1967. Right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. Great haircuts, good people in there, and you can make reservations two different ways. Make an appointment so you don't have to stand in line. No, you can either call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go to Booksy, drop the app, and you can schedule your haircuts out for a year. And there's some of you that probably like to do that. I can do that. Okay, how's that? Is that okay?
Yeah.
A little more?
Hey.
A little more? Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Go to Booksy.
Go to Booksy.com, and you can do it that way. But like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's a true barbershop, and great guys down there. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we're here with Chris Street, and, you know, something hit my email, and it concerned our request for a Health and Human Services evaluation. And, you know, I see things like this, but I started reading it. And it looks like, Chris, that the an audit/report on HHSA mental health programs. How did this all come about?
Well, I think people are now getting, you know, a view of the problem that's a national problem. That really is the not only Obamacare, but the changes that took place after President Trump left office in 2021. Literally, if you could imagine, all of the security for anti-fraud provisions were flipped off in COVID and somehow never came back. And that somehow never came back allowed these programs to spike enormously. And today, when you take a look at Obamacare, ACA, 40% of the enrollees who are not taking any benefit during the year are rolled over with zero claims. And this rolling over people with zero claims ends up being an enormous amount of either misenrollment or flat-out fraud, because, remember, insurance companies make a really small percentage, so they want to make more dollars to have that percentage be larger.
So if they are not being seen during the year, but they're enrolled in this, so no money's being spent, and no money, and so for insurance companies, they don't make any money off that.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Maybe I misunderstand.
In the old days, yeah. You know, a doctor got paid because you actually did something.
Yeah, you went, yeah.
In the new days, I give you a chunk of cash for this person, and you report a bunch of statistics to me, and I never touch the person to find out if they're actually getting the services or
What you're saying. Okay.
This is
a nationwide Minnesota fraud going on.
Not fraud. They just turned off the fraud system. Imagine if you sort of asked the cops to, all go to, some fancy dinner, in another town and left your town by itself for 48 hours. What would it look like?
Okay, I got it. And you announce it too. Yeah, all the police and sheriffs are going to be in Yuba City, every one of them.
Yeah.
For 4 hours on Saturday.
Could you please, make sure that everything is fine during that period? So you're now finding the scale of the kind of fraud and challenges. And of course, this comes down to Shasta County because it's a pretty conservative county. And as you know, this is the only county in the state that converted itself from suburban to rural, back to rural. And in doing that, caused a firestorm among the not-for-profits and everyone else and the sort of getting government funds, because that downgrade from suburban to rural hit all the not-for-profits' money.
Why?
Because all these programs were structured in such a way that they were in the little box that the state of California has, which is incredibly lax when it comes to studying fraud or, reporting those kind of things. Imagine that if you took it out of this box, you put it into a new box, and you put the rules in it. And that's really what rural health has. Rural health still has the rules and still has an effort to really reach out and touch people. But that's a radical transition. It was Shasta County and Redding. Shasta County became suburban, and Redding became suburban, and then they became urban. And that doesn't affect the provision of services. What it really affects is the executive and the overhead charges that you can, charge for those services. So this was really big money.
Okay. And so when they made the change to rural, it put more of a restrictions on them, more checks and balances.
It brought back the checks and balances. They're always there, sort of like you.
But nobody was really paying attention to them.
Well, have you heard the story about EDD? EDD is the, unemployment and during COVID, of course.
Oh, yes.
California. Yes. The California is responsible for 15% of that. The fraud in that program, they admit to $32 billion, but that's only 15% of what was probably $150 or $160 billion.
I remember this, is that they were the amount of money that was being supposedly handed out, and nobody checking on it. I think that the person in charge of that was fired, it was a while ago, but it seems to me that they were fired or moved to another government position, probably. The email I saw, which got me kind of going on this,
sure,
was about the mental health programs, and that, according to the email, says that they're not easily tracked or to be able to evaluate them.
Well, that's absolutely right. That's why I was hired as the healthcare consultant, because virtually a lot of the reporting organizations, whether it was hospitals, whether it was the care centers, whether it was providers, they were filing statistics, but those statistics didn't tell you anything about the revenue being spent, how it was being spent, and what the success or failure, what outcomes from that. So there were lots of statistics, none of which allowed you to really understand what was going on. So in this effort, people now want to talk about mental health, and mental health is the big dog. It's not Medicaid, it's mental health. Mm-hmm. So that's where all the not-for-profits live. That's where it's really squishy. And as you know, I was the consultant for the county, and a lot of people were against that. You shouldn't be looking at the way this thing is provided, because you might change something. So when I was the consultant, you found out initially that there was one primary care physician for every 556 residents in Shasta County. After my study, it was one primary care physician for every 3,546. on the other hand, was always talking about this mental health shortage. We don't have anybody, that it's just, you know, thousands of people need mental health and there's not a provider. The study, you know, confirmed by Dignity Health, which filed a federal document, the study came out that there was one mental health provider, not for every thousands of patients, for every 200. Now, 200 to 1 for mental health providing versus 3,546 to primary care. Does that sound like there's a problem?
No, it doesn't. And of course, I haven't seen the statistics. But so, and the thing that has, I think, infuriated a lot of people was when we're talking about, not mental health, but even though this had a lot to do with mental health, was the homeless problem here in California. And they found that they spent $27 billion and we're not tracking it at the state level. They don't even know which programs worked, which programs didn't work, and then our homeless problem even grew even more.
Well, Carl, you said problem, and I say business.
Okay, the business. And it is a business. But the point is that we're spending all this money, and at the state level, and we don't know what works. If you bring it down to the county level, which is really touches us, because if you're spending lots of money, and I'm just again reading this email, where is the money going? How many people is it helping? And is it working? Because you're right, mental health is the big dog now. Because homelessness, crimes, drugs, alcohol, and all that all kind of can get rolled into that.
Well, if you take a look at the statistics, actually they've been coming down for crime, the statistics for, mm-hmm. you know, drug overdoses, because you now have a new sheriff in town named Donald Trump, who's like, you know, literally blowing up, you know, drug submarines on their way to distribute fentanyl in America. I mean, and people are talking about these people didn't get their, you know, their rights. I mean, what right do you have to have a submarine, you know, attack the shores of the United States? So we won't miss that submarine in the future, but this is all part of a process. People don't understand the way government works and how the rules work. There's this thing called...
I tell you what, I know what you're going to talk about. We got to take a break, and we can address that as soon as we get back. Hey, there's going to be a great dinner and fundraiser January the 17th. It's from the Backcountry Horsemen of California, the Shasta Trinity Unit. They use this money to pay for an intern that goes out and helps on the trails and to help offset the cost. Now, the Backcountry Horsemen, and there's like 27 units throughout, I think, California, maybe 17. They keep trails clean. They resupply the fire crews. They do the fish planting and all that. And this all, this is out of things they volunteered to do. So on January 17th at the Wind River Casino in the Eagle Room, there's going to be their annual dinner and fundraiser. Cowboy Poetry, if you haven't heard it, is in a class by itself, and that's going to happen. Auctions, tack swap, if you've got some tack, you say, well, you know, I'm going to try something else. And a lot more. You know, silent auctions, all of that. So, if you go to the, Backcountry Horsemen of California, BCHC, and go to the Shasta Trinity Unit, you know, on the website, or you can call Patty or Larry, and give them a call at 530-227-2239 or email lshuman62@gmail.com. Tickets are $50. I've got a table there. There's going to be a lot of people, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's a tax write-off also for your first tax write-off for 2026. And we'll be right back with Chris Street and find out why we need to pay attention to this.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates, or not writing business insurance at all, are becoming the norm.
At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, best in the North State when it comes to talk radio. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for voting for us. I wish we had known about it.
Yeah.
Before
it happened.
It was a
nice surprise.
Yeah, it was a great surprise. So thank you very, very much for putting us in that category, in that top three, and best in the as far as talk shows go and the stations. Tomorrow, we're going to have when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, Turning Point USA exploded throughout the United States. So many new chapters are joining, and tomorrow we're going to have the president, one of the chapter out, I believe, out Simpson, is going to join us along with Dan Sloan to talk about the Turning Point USA, and because I've got a lot of questions about it, because you know, I trust very little what I read, because both sides have got their own things on it. So it'll be interesting to talk to the young man who's the president of the Turning Point USA. Up there out at Simpson or in, for the Shasta County area here. But our guest today is Chris Street. He was hired by the county to be, help figure out where we were medically wise. Now we've got a board or a committee, to how do we get a medical school here in Reading?
Well, I think there's
in
a
Shasta
lot.
County.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of issues. We now know the problem, and it is us. And so by saying that, you know, this is not something that's new to Shasta County. I was talking about how bad things are as far as the rules being enforced.
Yeah.
Most people don't understand that Shasta County, I mean, to get a what's called a corrective action plan in a state like California, which is so bad and so lax on the rules, Shasta County got a corrective action plan for mental health in 2021 and 2022. Now, if pretty much you can spend that money and nobody cares how you spend it if it actually sort of goes into services, sort of goes into, but and you don't just flat out steal it. But Shasta County literally was the most uncompliant county in the state, and they got a corrective action plan, which sounds like a little thing, but it's like flashing neon sign, don't give money to these people, they're the worst. And that happened in 21 and 22. And, you know, that was part, I think, of changing, you know, the supervisors and changing the way things were done here in Shasta County. The new board came on and they started saying, well, I want to look at some of these programs. Why doesn't this work? And, you know, Kevin Cry became the chairman and he outed three, you know, what people might call fraudulent programs in not-for-profits in Shasta County. That had never happened before. That was a very visible call sign to all the people who were doing business with Shasta County that we're now watching. He took that and he started to understand how the game was played.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump had a plan when he came in 2016 to dramatically change healthcare because it is the worst of the worst government programs out there. You've taken the system that used to have primary care physicians that had relationships with their patients, that the patients would listen to, the primary care physician could tell them the bad news and force them to do, you know, health changes and to be compliant on their medication and such like that. That was destroyed because somehow we thought that you could put this into big corporations like United Health and they would have systems, you know, that if we just paid subsidies, you know, we could have better health. Looking at how that's played out, especially in rural America, you now die 2 years early in Shasta County versus your actuarial table. A lot of that is because you're never going to see a primary care physician. It's so hard to get an appointment. You've destroyed primary care physicians as small business, and now it's corporate. You know, you go into the ACA and you try to get an appointment, it's months out there, and then when you finally get in, it's not a doctor, it's a nurse practitioner. Not saying anything bad about nurse practitioners, but they're given 12 minutes to see you, 8 minutes to write up the notes, and if they have to go to the bathroom, they got to get it done, and they're on to their next patient. It's a treadmill, not an answer.
Well, that doesn't sound real favorable. You know, maybe that you can understand why so many physicians are going to this concierge.
Well,
because
they have to.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't get paid. You have worse health care as private care than you do as, quote-unquote, Medicaid. But once again, I just said that 40% of the, you know, Obamacare signups roll over every year not having any claim for seeing a doctor, taking a medication, all of that, because there's no skin in the game. They don't have to make a contribution. And as part of that, they just roll over the file. Now, if I'm a big healthcare company and I was getting $20 billion in subsidies and all these things continue to roll over, whether those are people or not, pretty soon, like from 24, you got $20 billion of subsidies. Now it's $27 billion the next year. So this is going up like a bomb, and it's really destroying America.
Because of the numbers, not because you're seeing patients, but the numbers roll over, and then you're giving the money based on the numbers.
Right. So this isn't health care. It's a business.
Right.
And that business needs, you know, to grow, to get bigger. They take charge of a small amount of profit, but on an enormous amount of money.
Okay. Well, we got like 2 minutes left.
Okay. What I want to say is that Shasta County is a leader in this. You know, the new administration came in after this disastrous corrective action plan. And they understand what Trump was trying to do. And they pretty much understood that, you know, when he came back in, it was in the process of coming back in, that you were going to, you know, have these changes implemented. Now, Trump put it all through the administrative process. And you knew when he came into office, it was going to be another 9 or 10 months before he could warm it up and make it happen. So you saw him do, you know, foreign affairs and such like that. But you knew this was going to come back to domestic issues. Shasta County is the leader in the country in rural health answers. They're actually, you know, paying attention to this, paying attention to the money. They're moving it from a business to healthcare. And that process now has two parties, Simpson College and UC Davis, wanting to, you know, to put a medical school in Shasta County. That would be the greatest economic development anchor that this place has seen since the...
You got 1 minute left. You can keep going.
This place has seen really since the mills went out. You went from 12 mills to two. Yeah.
And I think everybody agrees on that, but that's something that's going to take years.
Oh, no, that's real time right now. I think that this issue lit up the county. It, you know, Dr. DeNuca ran on this, you know, for the city council. He got 2.5 times as many votes as the next, you know, finisher in the race. There's 5 of them. And, you know, same with the county. You have this issue that everyone fought. Oh, can't make changes. Changes are bad. Well, I think you look around, changes are really getting good. You talked about homeless. Look at the streets. Look at the camps. They're pretty much cleaning out. They're trying not to be a business of homeless. They're trying to be, you know, the business of the county and what's best for the county. So any kind of audit is obviously good, but the best kind of audit is you don't have to call a special audit. There's a process in place, and they
you
all
just use the process. Okay. Chris Street?
We need to bring you back.
And thank you very much for coming in and being flexible with us, as you know. Hey, tomorrow, again, Turnpoint USA. Friday, we've got Dr. DeNuca coming in, and also Chief Brian Barner, Reading Police Chief, will join us. Have a good day, everybody, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
The Regional Medical Center.